Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, welcome back in. Without further ado, early, which, you know, listen, I love professional athletes, but you guys aren't known for your punctuality. However, one Mr. Whitney Merciless in studio, we talked about he was coming in and kind enough to come in early today. Yeah. Lots of good stuff to get to. Man, it's hard. You're going into your seventh NFL season.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it makes me feel old or John. Well, John's already old. I already know that. But, you know, I was here in Houston at 610 when you came on board, you know, the 26th overall pick in that draft. Yep. And, you know, you have seen the gamut, man.
Yeah.
And we got a lot to get to with you. But, you know, as you head into your seventh year, and we talked about this a little bit earlier in the show, you know, your boy Bernardrick just got paid,
yep.
Jadeveon doing his thing, JJ with kind of some question marks as to what's, you know, here he is coming back from, you know, two consecutive years where he's had season-ending injuries and lost in the shuffle. Honey Badger gets signed. Lost in the shuffle and all that is one Mr. Whitney Merciless, okay? Lost in the shuffle and all that, all right? And we were just talking to you a little bit about your pectoral muscle. Before we get into what you're expecting to do this year,
yeah,
it's against the Kansas City Chiefs. Very rarely do you see you lose not one but two defensive stalwarts in the same game. Take us through that play and what happened when number 59 is coming around the edge and all of a sudden, bloop.
Yeah, so I was going for a tackle for loss, and I was going to get it too. And then,
I love how you remember that part.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It repeats in my head.
I said you were going to get it.
Yeah. It was right there. And then, I had only like one point of contact. That was my hand. And I was like grabbing the running back's face mask. He's going like in the opposite direction while I'm going flying across the top. And sure enough, I heard the loudest pop you can ever hear. And I'm sitting there, I'm looking at Clowney, he gets his tackle for loss. I'm like, all right, thankfully. And then all of a sudden you see my head just drops down and I'm like, yeah, something's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So I line up for the next play. I don't come out immediately.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course, adrenaline pumping,
all
that, you don't even really feel the pain. So I go to engage with the tackle, try to punch him in the chest. And that's when I felt a sharp pain in my arm and I was like, you know what, I'm done. Somebody please come get me because like this thing is painful. So the got checked out on the sideline and sure enough, they're like, yeah, you're done.
Yeah.
Brought me back inside.
Like, then for the game,
they could tell by looking at your pec.
Well, not really looking at the pec. I still had my shoulder ill, but the doctor on the sideline was just like, you know, you're going through like a series of tests and whatnot.
Yeah.
And could probably tell from that as far as like what my strength and ability was and said, yeah, take him inside. He's done for it. And then cut the jersey off, take the shoulder pads off, went to go do the MRI and everything. And sure enough, it was torn straight off the bone.
Okay, that's where I want to pick it up. How come you didn't have helicopters following you all the way to the hospital? Come on now. They were available. We know they were available.
Hey, man, I'm not I'm not that important. I guess. But no. But in all seriousness, though, man, look.
You have to have told JJ something about that.
Hey, look. Hey, 99, granted, for sure. Hey, he's definitely deserved all the attention in the world and all that. He's definitely created that. For me, I don't like all the attention. So I'm good with that. I'm good with that. Trust me. And I'm satisfied with that. I can get in, get out, and not have all these cameras in my face.
Talking to Whitney Merciless on In the Loop. Whitney, how nice is it? Because I get a grasp of the fan base that they're very, very happy to put 2017 behind them, and we can finally look forward to 2018.
Yeah.
Just how miserable was that season last year, and how glad are you that it's finally over and you can look forward?
Yeah, man. 2017, man. You know, we don't really touch on it, but as far as that goes, it was difficult for sure. I mean, just the freakish things that was going on week to week, injuries after injuries after injuries, loss after loss, and so, you know, it's just something to learn from. And that's exactly what we've done this year. Got a great new strength and conditioning staff as well, too, focusing on a lot of the players' nutrition so that our bodies are a lot more durable, you know, focusing on the aspect of the nutrition part, which is essentially, I mean, we're going to work hard all day. And so that's really helped us. And a lot of guys are coming back from injuries, especially myself. I feel 100%. And we're excited about it, just like the fans, excited about the season, just to have everybody back by the time we get to get to training camp and to week one.
Well, you said something that as soon as you said it, I could just feel Landry, because this has been a running joke that we've had here on In the Loop.
Oh, yeah.
Your boy, John McClain, and he's been hyping this up, because if we know anybody, anytime he talks about nutrition and meals, you got to listen up. My word's not his. But we have heard ad nauseum about the nutrition that's been overhauled over at Kirby. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we've all kind of wondered aloud, like, this is already a professional organization. I mean, it ain't like y'all are sumo wrestlers over there. Yeah. So what exactly was the old diet regime doing versus what this new diet regime is doing? Like, what, you know, are we doing an Atkins diet that we weren't doing before? I mean, what's the difference?
I'll say this. It wasn't like, you know, fad trends like keto diets and stuff like that. Right. It's just a matter of the quality of food. Mm-hmm. Honestly, it's like been bumped up like, I mean, probably 90%.
Really?
Sure. Yeah, with the nutritionists that we've had somebody come in.
What y'all, like Timmy Chan's last year?
Oh, man. That's all I'm going to say. I'm just give you that look. I'm just be like, all right, everything's better. I'm just say that. That's
all
it.
Right. Well, let's
chow time.
Yeah.
I know, exactly.
Let's get to the field now. You got Romeo back.
Yep.
Rack is back. The difference that you already are sensing, or because you knew before, obviously, what one to the other, what's going on?
Man, to be honest with you, I don't think there's been anything that's been difference between, you know, as far as having Vrabel or having Rack. Rack came in with the defense, implemented the defense, and week to week, we adjust the defense based on our opponents and all that. Yeah. And we did exactly the same thing with Vrabel just being at the helm as far as defensive coordinator. That's essentially, you know, they always, the coaches always talk to each other as far as, okay, what do we see this week? What are we going to do? It's like, okay, Vrabel left to go to Tennessee. Rack's back at the helm. And it's no drop off of it as far as that goes. As far as like the attitude, as far as, you know, Braves a young coach, all that, you know, he wants his guys to work
a little
hard.
Louder, maybe.
Yeah, a little bit louder. Yeah, exactly. Right. Going to cuss you out a little bit. Where Rack, you know, he's seen everything. He's played with several different players out there, and he doesn't really need to be the huge rah-rah guy. You know, if you mess up his defense, then he's going to eat you alive for sure.
Okay.
But other than that, you know, he's like the godfather.
Okay. What's it like getting chewed out real quick? What's it like getting chewed out by Romeo Crennel?
Oh, man, you know, it's like you failed him.
Okay.
You know, it's like, man, I'll say this, man. It's like,
he's not mad, he's disappointed.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like staying out late after curfew.
Yeah, exactly.
He's just sitting there waiting for
it's
you.
It's like that feeling, man, you just you failed your father right there, man. And he's just like, man, dang, I know, I just messed up. Man, I'm sorry about this, man. I'm going to make up on the next one.
Yeah.
Whitney, my goal was to make you. Can you say one bad thing about Mike Vrabel, please? Just one bad thing. Like anything. It can be anything. What's one bad thing about Mike Vrabel?
Oh, man, I ain't going to say that, man. Come on.
Man, I
got some choice words, but look, he'll get into you, man. Look, he'll get into you for sure, man. And but you just got to take the culture from it, and that's just the type of person he is. And, man, I love him to death, honestly, man. Hard-nosed type of guy, and he's awesome. And yeah, you know, as far as having him around the locker room, stuff like that, you know, he's like one of the guys that just loves, you know, being around the players, coaching, understands the game, things like that. And, man, dude, he's like, he'll piss you off a lot.
Sure.
And, man, but other than that, it's like, you know, that's what you get.
Exactly, right.
Yeah, hey, hate him or love him.
That's it.
Right. We want to get into some of the things you got going on that's really fantastic, by the way. But Tyrann Mathieu, you just mentioned locker room.
Yeah.
Is it tangible? Is it something you're feeling? Or what are you getting out of him right now in terms of what everybody talks about, leadership, et cetera?
Oh, yeah, man, he's hungry, man. He came in here into this thing, and he was looking for a team to have a great chance and a great opportunity. And he took a look at us and signed on with us for sure. And man, he's super, super hungry. Man, he's not the whole huge rah rah guy,
right.
Like that. But you see him working on the field. That's the thing, man. Leadership as far as actions and stuff like that. Always being where he needs to be, studying the game, always in the books. Studying film, things like that. So, man, great respect to him. And, man, just meeting him, man, I love him on our defense as far as that goes.
Already.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. And it's like you got a couple headhunters on there, and just to add another one who's going to be out there, you know,
hunting
the ball, things like that. man, and you know, make some great plays, he's definitely going to be able to do that.
6-year veteran Whitney Merciless out of Illinois joining us here on In the Loop. We're going to get to his charity here in just a second. How devastating was the news when you found out that Andre Hall had the lymphoma?
Man, it was you know, it hit us hard, especially you know, the thing is he got up in front of the team mm-hmm. and told him himself because he
what
he
oh
wanted,
wow
yeah. He wanted us to hear from him instead of, you know, we hear from the news and
media,
all that.
Media, internet.
Exactly.
Twitter.
Yeah, man. And, you know, you've been playing with a guy, you get close to a guy, and, you know, he has something bad happens, and you want to be able to do something, you know, as far as that goes. But, you know, we understand, you know, that's his fight, and we can just be there just to support him. And that's just like David Quinsenberry mm-hmm. when he had his whole deal with cancer and all that. And so – We're going to be, you know, a huge moral support for him, always be in his corner, especially, you know, especially with the hard times.
Yeah,
you know,
no question.
That comes with that, with the treatments and all that. So, man, you know, he's got a strong spirit, strong will, great faith as well, too. So, man, I'm excited. Well, not excited about
right, but you're excited about him coming through on the other
side.
Exactly. Right. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Right. And from everything we read about it, and, you know, he said, listen, don't feel sorry for him. I'm going to beat this. And, mm-hmm. you know, the thing about a guy like an Andre Howe, who, you know, wasn't a first, second, third, fourth round draft pick. Yeah. All right. So this is a guy who's been through the doldrums and knows what it's like.
Exactly.
So I think we all feel pretty good that Andre Howe is going to get through this thing. One thing now, though, is, and of course, you know, that's the thing about professional sports is, you know, you get a little bit of tragedy, but at the end of the day, you guys got to, you know, you still got football to play, right?
Yep.
So now Kareem Jackson, who's been a stalwart on that defense and has been through the ups, the downs, and what have you, and kind of much like you, has seen a little bit of everything as a Houston Texan. Now he's been playing primarily in that safety spot. What's different about Kareem Jackson at safety versus at cornerback?
At corner, I mean, you know, I don't know exactly the difference between corner. I mean, you get more one-on-ones at corner for sure.
Right,
safety,
right.
I mean, you got more half the field and all that.
Right.
You know, the post safety responsibility, stuff like that. So for him, you know, as far as the difference, seeing him, he's just out there. I mean, he has been in that position before.
Yeah.
And so he knows exactly what to look for, how to play it, things like that. How to play the leverage and all that, and so mm-hmm. he's looking pretty good at it.
Right? Yeah.
And I think so from what I've seen.
Right.
You know. Yeah. And so he understands the defense inside and out, and it's just a flawless transition for him, honestly.
You talked about Tyrann Mathieu. What about mm-hmm. Aaron Colvin? It seems like he and Mathieu have the same kind of vibe. I know not as many people are asking about Mathieu, but what about Aaron Colvin and what he's brought to the locker room?
Oh, yeah, my man AC, man, definitely, man. He's another hungry guy as well, too, coming from Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
Play with AJ, so he knows AJ
yeah,
and all that.
Right.
Understands exactly what he was going to come into. And, man, great system for him as well, too, playing down. I've seen him a lot down in that slot position as well, too. And you know, one-on-one on hop a lot.
Yeah.
And man, he's got great ability, great hips, great hands, a great instinctive ability as well too. So he's just been integrating in our defense as well too. A couple slip ups just like I do all the time, but other than that, he's going to be a great addition for us.
You've been, I mean, like I said, 6 years here at the Texans, and you've seen not just the maturation of this football team, but you've mm-hmm. seen the maturation of this division.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, 4 or 5 years ago, this division, outside of it was the Texans and the Pips.
Yeah.
I mean, this
was
not a good division.
Right.
Now, you know, hell, the updated Super Bowl odds just came out today. Mm-hmm. You know, you guys and the Jaguars are, you know, both 16-1 favorites right now. And then, of course, you got the Titans, mm-hmm. You know, breathing down your neck. How much has this division changed from the time you started to where you're at now? And when you look at the Titans, when you mm-hmm. look at the Jaguars, what's different about these guys versus 2 or 3 years ago when you guys were beating them on a regular basis?
Oh, man. The biggest change, man, as far as like switching in coaching staff, honestly.
Okay.
Head management as well, too. So, for example, like Jacksonville, they got Tom Coughlin.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he's changed that philosophy over there. A lot more hard-nosed downhill mm-hmm. football for sure. Just the way it likes it, and especially when he heals up with New York.
Yeah.
And so that's what you're seeing as far as these guys they're grinding and they're pushing their limits and all that. And so they're adding more and more talent as well too.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm seeing as far as the changes of this division from where we've seen when I came into about 2012 where
right.
we were being the bricks off these boys.
Right.
But man, now it's become much more competitive. So now we can't just say, you know, we can't just be slacking off. Not saying that we've slacked off on these guys before.
Right. 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 Right, right.
Took a little more for granted than maybe we're going out Friday or Saturday. Well, now we can.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Now you got to be on your P's and Q's. I mean, like last year, we came out and laid an egg against Jacksonville, and they beat the bricks off of us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Gave up 10 sacks. We can't do that. Not at all. So these guys, they're coming down, and they're giving us a run for our money for sure. And so now we got to be great every time we play against our division opponents.
It's in our contracts, all of us, that we have to ask about Deshaun Watson, no matter which Texan. No matter which Texan we're talking. We could be talking to John Weeks, and we're going to talk to about Deshaun Watson. But yeah, seriously, though, it's quite impressive from outside in that he had ACL surgery and is running out there without a brace. What are you seeing?
Yeah, honestly, exactly that. As far as his healing process, he's young too.
He'll learn. He's young.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. He's a man, and so his body's pretty resilient. You know, he'll be able to recover that from that fully, 100%. And man, getting time down. He was in 7-on-7s during OTA. So yeah. I don't know if you guys saw that.
Yeah. Oh, trust me, we did.
Okay, all right. Yeah, good.
The moon saw that Deshaun Watson was playing without a brace.
All right, for me, I'm just saying, man, let's just get Deshaun in week one. That's all I need. And having a quarterback like that, it don't come around too often like that.
Well, see, and no one mentioned the fact that you were playing without a brace.
No, that's right.
How come Whitney wasn't getting any love? Right, he didn't play with a brace.
It's like the helicopter.
Look, I know.
Come on.
Hey, look, hey, I get lost in the shuffle. That's okay.
That's okay.
I'll take that and just sneak up on.
Well, we need to start a hashtag show 59 some love or something like that in 2018. When we come back, Whitney Merciless in studio. We definitely got to touch on the With Mercy Foundation. A lot of good things that he's doing. Of course, a lot of stuff that's been going on before Harvey, since Harvey. He's doing educational things for the kids, which you can't say enough about. So we'll get in a little bit more of that. And who knew that not only is he good at chasing down quarterbacks and TFLs, but he can also make you a stiff drink as well. What do I mean? Stick around. We'll tell you next. It's the all new In the Loop right here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.